You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The Portage School Board may be back to square one in its search for a new superintendent now that the sole finalist identified for the job has dropped out of the search. Greg Gray announced on Monday that he will stay in Brighton, where he is the superintendent of that district. MLive Kalamazoo education reporter Julie Mack joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were on with us last week saying the board members understood that focusing on one finalist was a risk, and you also said at that time that the board did not appear to have a plan B. Did you get the feeling that board members really thought that Greg Gray was going to be the next superintendent of Portage Public Schools?
Yeah, I think that they had really thought that that he was their guy. You know, one thing I did not know when I talked to you last week was that they had actually talked to him before they voted him the finalist. So because they had a chance to talk to him, I think that they thought it was pretty solid. And actually, I'll tell you, in my conversation, I had a couple of conversations myself with Gray last week, and it did not sound like he would be backing out, that he had already thought this through. And that, I mean, I was pretty surprised when he said he was going to stay in Brighton.
Surprises all around. In the short term, interim superintendent Rob Olson is still on the job. His contract is up June 30th. You tracked him down yesterday. He says he's not going to leave the district in a lurch. So would that indicate that Rob Olson is willing to continue on in that role of interim superintendent beyond the end of June?
I think so. You know, here's the deal. He's obviously reluctant to be talking to a reporter about taking a job he hasn't been offered yet. And, you know, they haven't, well, and it's possible, although they've had that private conversation with him privately. But, you know, he basically, by saying he wouldn't leave them in a lurch, I think it was pretty clear that he is willing to stay on if they ask him.
Your reporting has indicated previously the board was not happy with the 23 applicants for the job last time. And we should stress here, Greg Gray was not among those 23 applicants. He was actually recruited. So how might they do another search and improve the pool of candidates if that's the route they're going to go?
Well, my guess would be that it would be a strong possibility they do what they did with Gray, which is I think they want someone who is from the state of Michigan after thinking, I mean, they did this national search, but I think that they decided in the end that they really wanted someone who was familiar with Michigan financing and the way Michigan operates at school. So I think they want someone who's from Michigan. And I think that they would probably look at superintendents of those mid-sized districts that fit sort of Portage's demographic file and figure out who they might be able to recruit.
Now, you tracked down one of the members of the school board, Joanne Wilson, and talked to her yesterday. She said, you know, they have a couple of options here. One is going back to that original pool of applicants. I mean, does that seem likely at all, given the fact that the board members have been pretty public in saying that they were not terribly happy with what they saw in those 23 applications?
I don't know. I mean, I've only talked to Joanne. The fact that they didn't interview any of them tells you something. I guess I would sort of be surprised if they did that, but, you know, it's certainly not outside the realm of possibility.
Now, one of the arguments that Joanne Wilson makes for a targeted search is that there is what she says is a very competitive market for experienced, high-quality school superintendent candidates in Michigan. Does Portage just have some bad luck right now to be looking for a superintendent at this time?
Yes, actually. You know, the timing is bad just in terms of both the time of year and I think that also the fact that the pool got dried up a couple of years ago when the retirement incentive went out. And, you know, it's a hard time to be heading a school system. I mean, they're under huge amounts of financial pressure. They're under huge amounts of trying to raise academic standards. And their pay is being scrutinized. You know, it's a very tough job, even in good circumstances. And just the way the Michigan economy is right now and the pressure on higher education, it is really an impossible job. So, you know, I think that has made people in general reluctant to want to be superintendent.
We have about 30 seconds left, Julie. What are the next steps that we might look for from the Portage School Board?
Well, I would anticipate in the next day or two, we're going to see them schedule a meeting for next week. And I don't know that we will be hearing much between now and that meeting. But once that meeting takes place, I think that they will be deciding on a course of action. You know, and I think that course of action could just be to extend Rob's contract. They have a pretty solid acting superintendent, so that does give them this. Probably their brightest good news there is they have a guy who's pretty good at what he does, and they could continue him for now.
All right. Julie, thank you for your time this morning.
Okay. Thanks so much.
I'm Live Kalamazoo education reporter Julie Mack. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.